There was an old man goes to the diner every day for brunch.
有一個老人家呢，就是他每天都去到一間的餐室那裡吃他的中午餐的。
He always orders the soup of the day.
他時時都是要一個當日的例湯。
One day, the manager asked him how he liked his meal.
咁有一日咧，個經理就問佢啦：，你覺得呢個餐點樣啊
？The old man replies, "It was good, but you could give a little more bread. Two slices of bread is not enough."
咁個老人家就話：，其實都唔錯，但咧就你應該俾一啲嘅麵包我哋，好似就兩片麵包都唔錯啊。
The next day, the manager tells the waitress to give him four slices of bread.
咁第日咧，嗰個嘅經理咧就叫嗰個企台俾佢四片麵包。
How was your meal, sir? The manager asks.
咁個經理之後咧就問嗰個老人家啦：，你覺得個餐點啊
？It was good, but you could give a little more bread.
咁個老人家話：，唔錯，但你可以再俾多啲麵包我。
So the next day, the manager tells the waitress to give him eight slices of bread.
咁第日咧，個經理就叫嗰個企台俾佢八片麵包。
How was your meal today, sir? The manager asks.
咁個經理又再問啦：，食完之後。你覺得我哋嗰個餐點啊
？Good, but you could give me a little more bread.
好，但你再俾多啲麵包我哋啊。
So next day, the manager asked the waitress to give him a whole loaf of bread, 16 slices with his soup.
咁嗰個經理咧，第日就叫嗰個嘅企台俾佢成條麵包，入邊有16片嘅。
How was your meal, sir? When the manager asks, he replies again.It was good, but you could give just a little more bread.
咁個老人再問佢：，你覺得個餐點嘅時候，個老人家話：好，不過你可以再俾多啲麵包我。
Now the manager is obsessed with seeing his customer satisfied with his meal, so he now orders a 6-foot loaf of bread.
咁所以嗰個經理咧就好執著，好希望佢個客人咧係有一個滿意嘅答案嘅。咁所以佢咧就叫特別。要一個嘅六尺長嘅一條嘅麵包。
When the man comes in the next day, the waitress and the manager cut the loaf in half and bought the entire length of each half and laid it along the counter right next to the soup.
咁所以當嗰個老人家再翻嚟食飯嘅時候咧，嗰個經理同埋嗰個企台咧就攞咗一條好長嘅麵包，就將佢切咗一半。然後搽了很多的牛油擠在他那個的例湯旁邊。
The old man sits down and devours both his bowl of soup and the entire loaf of bread.
那這個老人家坐下來喝湯吃光那些麵包。
The manager now thinks he'll get the answer he's looking for. When the old man comes up to pay, the manager asks in the usual way, How was your meal today, sir?
咁呢個老人一個嘅經理咧，就諗住，今次我問你個餐點嘅時候咧，應該俾一個我想要嘅答案啦啩。
The old man replies, "It was good as usual, but I see you are back to serving only two slices of bread."
咁個老人家話：好，但你好似你而家又再俾翻兩塊麵包我咯喎。
Well, it is quite difficult for us as people living in America.To understand the importance of bread.
就對我哋依啲喺美國住嘅人嚟講咧，可能係好難嘅去明白麵包嗰個嘅緊要。
Unless we turn on TV and watch what's going on in so many parts of the world.
除非咧，我哋去睇電視睇下其餘世界所發生嘅事情。
When there's no bread, step of life, there's suffering and famine.
當人係冇一個嘅麵包依個主要嘅食糧嘅時候咧。就會有一個嘅肚餓同埋饑荒。
A simple loaf of the bread and a bowl of the rice for us, something which we do not give a second thought, but in certain parts of the world, it means life itself.
對於我哋嚟講咧，一條麵包或者一啲嘅一包一碗嘅飯，我哋可能都冇乜點諗佢嘅。但對於其餘世界其餘地方嘅人嚟講咧，依個係代表生命嘅。
Just think for a moment how many significant theological events in the Bible revolve around the subject of bread.
我哋而家亦都去谂一谂，就系喺圣经入边好多嘅神学嘅事件咧，好重要嘅神学事件咧，都系围绕住面包呢个嘅题目嘅。
For example, in the Old Testament, The Exodus, the trip from Egypt to the Promised Land, was the most important event.
好似喺舊約出埃及記啦，記載一個從埃及去到應許之地咧，依個係喺埃及記嚟講一個係好重要嘅事件嚟嘅。
But before that, what caused the Hebrews to be in Egypt in the first place?
但係我哋諗翻轉頭就係、是，最開始嘅時候，希伯來人點解會去到埃及嘅咧
？It was for want of bread.
就係因為佢哋要揾食物。
The wheat crop has failed due to drought, and there was a surplus there.
咁喺佢哋咧要遷徙去到埃及一個法老嘅地方嘅咧，就因為喺埃及嗰度有剩餘嘅食物。
It was bread or lack of it that initiated this whole chain of events.
就因為佢有依個嘅食物或者係缺乏咗個食物咧，就引起咗連串嘅事件發生。
And later, when the Jews were on their way to the Promised Land, and they were facing starvation in the bleak wilderness, God rains down bread from heaven in the form of manna.
咁當佢哋喺一個嘅曠野嘅時候咧，喺度上帝咧就係從天上降下食物俾佢哋嘅，就係用瑪拿嘅一個方式。
When Jesus began his ministry, he went into the desert where he was tempted.
是當耶穌開始去嘅事工嘅時候咧，佢就去到沙漠嗰度係受試探。
As the hot sun blazed down upon him, he looked out with the sweaty eyes at the round white rocks that we are told that they took on the appearance of the loaves of bread.
當太陽係猛烈嘅太陽係照住佢嘅時候咧，耶穌佢係望住一啲嘅白色嘅石頭，嗰啲咧就好似一啲嘅麵包咁樣嘅。
Satan was tempting Jesus to give bread to the people and end the suffering of the world hunger.
就係撒旦咧喺嗰個時候就試探耶穌，佢就話：，你將佢變成麵包啊，可以俾世人去食嘅，咁佢哋就唔需要有受苦啦。
Yet Jesus spurned that temptation because he said that man cannot live by bread alone.
但耶穌去戰勝咗呢個嘅試探，就係話佢話上帝話人活著唔係靠食物嘅。
One day, Jesus praying when disciples woke up and saw him.
有一日咧，耶穌喺度祈禱嘅時候，嗰啲門徒行過嚟見到耶穌。
They were so impressed by the genuineness of his prayer that they implored him that, Master, teach us how to pray.
咁嗰啲門徒咧見到耶穌個真誠嘅禱告嘅時候，就想學耶穌去禱告，佢就話：主啊，你教我哋去禱告啊！
Even in the midst of the Master's prayer, he reminds us of the importance of the bread. He prayed, "Give us this day our daily bread."
喺一個主禱文入邊咧，耶穌都去教我哋，就係話提醒我哋嗰個食物嗰個嘅重要，就係話我哋日用嘅飲食，求父賜給我哋。
We also remember the bread because it was on the night that Jesus was betrayed that he met with his disciples.In that event that we now call the Last Supper.
我哋亦都係記得依個嘅餅，就係講到咧，就係耶穌係被賣嗰晚，我哋今日叫佢做最後的晚餐。咁佢就同門徒一齊食餐嘅時候，亦都係有依一個嘅餅。
As he did so, he took a loaf of bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you."
咁耶穌拿起個餅嚟擘開，然後就遞俾佢嘅門徒就話：依個係我嘅身體，依個係我嘅身體，為你哋去寫嘅。
We simply cannot escape the significance of bread。
所以我哋咧都避唔開依個食物嗰個嘅重要性。
Today's story begins with the event known as the feeding of the 5,000。
就今日嗰個經文嗰個嘅故事嘅開始咧，都係講到關於耶穌。給五千人吃飽。
A small boy is brought to Jesus with five barley loaves.
咁有一個嘅小男孩咧，佢帶到去耶穌面前，佢係有五個大麥餅嘅。
And from that meager supply of bread, Jesus is able to feed the vast multitude that has assembled.
從一個咁少少嘅食物咧，耶穌係可以將佢餵飽咗一大群人。
After this event, Jesus goes into his teaching, but there remains an issue.
咁喺呢一個事件之後咧，耶穌繼續去做一個繼續去教導。 咁但當中咧留下嚟一啲嘅問題。
His miracle has generated controversy。
佢依個嘅神蹟咧引發咗好多嘅爭論。
Quite impressed with what they have seen, a group of scribes approached Jesus and say, in effect, if you are the Messiah, prove it.
咁有班嘅文士咧，佢見到個神蹟都好驚訝嘅。咁但係佢就向耶穌講，佢話：如果你真係耶穌嘅時候，嗰個尼賽亞嘅時候，證實出嚟啊！
They pointed out that in the wilderness, Moses was able to bring bread from heaven.
咁佢哋就指出啦，喺旷野嘅时候咧，摩西能够喺天上降下一啲嘅食物。
Since that time, there has been a strong belief that when Messiah comes, he too would bring manna from heaven.
咁所以喺嗰个时候开始咧，佢哋就有一个信念，就系话，如果尼赛亚嚟到嘅时候咧，佢一样都可以将食物从天上降落嚟嘅。
In other words, the Jews were challenging Jesus to prove that he's Messiah by raining bread from heaven.
咁就係某程度講咧，就係講到話一班嘅猶太人咧，佢就喺度挑戰緊耶穌。佢就話：如果你係尼賽亞咧，你就將食物從天降落嚟俾我哋睇。
Of course, you might respond, "Didn't you see the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 in your eyes?"
咁可能你就會話啦：，咁你哋唔係啱啱先至睇見耶穌喂飽五千人嗰個神蹟嘅咩
？However, their answer could be yes or no.
可能咧，但係佢哋可能嗰個嘅答案咧係或者唔係。
They were impressed, but you see, Jesus' critics argued that he merely fed 5,000, whereas Moses had fed the nation.
咁啊，係佢哋當然都好驚訝。咁但係耶穌嗰班嘅批評者咧，可以就話：，你只係餵飽五千人啫，但係摩西係餵飽成個民族喎。
Jesus, they said, you have fed these people for one day, but Moses did it for 40 years.
耶穌你只是餵飽啲人一日啫，但摩西係做咗四十年啊。
What you have done is multiply as few earthly loaves of bread and fish, but Moses made it appear from out of nowhere.
咁耶穌你所做嘅咧，都係揸住一啲麥餅同埋一啲魚，你去將佢加增啫。但摩西係從冇嘢嗰度變出嚟嘅喎。
The Messiah supposed to outperform the signs of Moses。
咁呢個尼賽亞好似就應該係要比摩西係有一個更犀利嘅一個嘅神蹟。
And Jesus corrected them; they had misinterpreted the Moses event。
但耶穌咧就更正佢哋啦，佢話你哋實在係將摩西嗰個事件咧係有一個嘅誤解喺度。
First of all, he reminded them that。The bread did not come from Moses, but from God.
第一樣，耶穌就提醒佢哋，佢話嗰啲食物唔係從摩西嗰度嚟嘅，係上帝係神嗰度嚟嘅。
They were putting the emphasis in wrong place.
佢哋將咗嗰個重點擠咗喺一個嘅錯誤嘅地方。
Moses was the facilitator, but not the originator.
摩西只係一個嘅協助者，而佢唔係嗰個嘅創始者。
And secondly, said Jesus, they failed to see that the real bread from heaven was not manna at all.
第二咧，佢哋耶穌就提醒佢就話，就佢哋冇錯過咗去睇到，就係真正喺天上嚟嗰個嘅食物咧，唔係真係就咁瑪拿。
That was only meant to be a symbol of the true bread.
就係瑪拿只係一個嘅真正嘅食物嗰個嘅代表嚟嘅啫，個象徵嚟嘅啫。
The real bread from heaven comes down and feeds not only man's physical needs, but also his spiritual hungers as well.
真正嘅食物咧，真正嘅糧，從天上嚟嘅真正嘅糧咧，係能夠不但只係滿足我哋肉體上嘅需要，更加係能夠係餵飽我哋屬靈嗰個嘅飢餓。
It was at this point, and don't miss the significance of this, Jesus said,I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
咁喺呢度咧，耶穌更加嘅去提醒佢哋，又講到嗰、那個佢哋所錯失咗嘅嗰個重點。耶穌就話啦：我就係生命嘅糧，到我這裏來嘅必定不餓，信我嘅永遠不渴。
Here we must understand our hunger for heaven.Cannot be satisfied by earthly bread.
在這裡我們就要明白，就是我們對天對天的那個的飢餓是不能夠是用地上的麵包食物來去滿足的。
Jesus was saying that they were putting too much emphasis on physical bread。
耶穌就告訴他們，你是將很多的重點那個的重要性是擠在物質上的那個的食物上。
But don't misunderstand him. That is not to say that it is not important。
但又不要誤解，就說耶穌不是說這個的食物，真正那個的食物不重要。
Supplying the physical need is important, but he said we must go deeper.
能夠去供應我們肉體上的需要是重要，但我們要更加深入的去看這件事。
While life in its most elementary form depends upon bread, bread only sustains life, but it does not make life what God intended to be without eating the bread of heaven.
食物，地上的食物呢，是我們維持生命的一個很基本的需要，但如果我們沒有從天而來那個的食物的時候呢，我們是沒有那個的上帝原本想我們有那個的生命的。
Jesus says you must eat the bread of God to satisfy your hunger for heaven。
耶穌就說我們要吃上帝所賜給我們的糧，我們才能夠滿足我們對天那個的。
Of course, the bread is Jesus Christ who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
当然这个的食物呢，就是耶稣基督他自己，他是从天降下来，他是将生命赐给我们。
For example, our mind is hungry for the ideas and knowledge, always more and more, never satisfied.
好似咧，我哋嘅頭腦咧，就好多時都係好想知道好多嘅知識，好想多知道好多嘅意見，好多嘅就算好多好多，我哋都唔會得到滿足嘅。
Your spirit is hungry for adventure, always trying to open a new way。
而我哋嘅靈咧，就好多時都係好想有一啲嘅冒險，好多時都有啲嘅新嘅方向。
Your soul is hungry for meaning.What does the universe mean to me, and what does my existence mean to the world?
而我哋嘅魂咧，就好多時咧都係想尋找一啲嘅原因，一啲嘅意義。就呢個世界對我有啲咩意義咧，或者我存在又有啲咩嘅意義咧
？Aren't you also hungry for love, for kindness, for understanding, and for forgiveness?
而我哋亦都好多嘅其餘嘅飢渴嘅嘅渴求嘅。就好似我哋對愛啦，對友善啦，或者對一啲嘅人哋嘅明白啦，或者人哋嘅一個嘅原諒啦，依啲我哋都有依個嘅渴求嘅。
How about your conscience？
或者我哋嘅良心啦。
Do you think earthly bread can solve all these problems？
你覺得依啲地上嘅食物能夠滿足或者解決依啲問題咩
？Perhaps earthly bread can give us power, but in the end, its power will fail.
可能在地上的食物呢都是可以给我们有能力的，但到最后这些能力都会慢慢消失的。
Earthly bread can buy you land, but not love.
地上的食物呢都是可以给我们有一个地土，但是不可以给到我们的爱。
It can buy you bonds, but not brotherhood or sisterhood.
它可以给我们一些的关系，但没给到我们那个兄弟姊妹手足之情。
Gold, but not greatness.
佢俾到我哋金，但系俾唔到我哋一啲嘅喜樂。
Silver, but not sincerity。
俾到我哋啲一啲銀，但系亦都俾唔到個真誠我哋。
Hospitals, but not health。
可以俾到醫院我哋，但系俾唔到健康我哋。
Diamond, but not character。
佢俾到鑽石我哋，但系俾唔到嗰個嘅品格我哋。
Houses, but not homes。
俾到一間屋我哋，但係俾唔到個家庭我哋。
Real comfort and true righteousness and salvation you can get only by eating this bread of heaven, Jesus the Christ.
真正嘅安慰，而真正嗰個嘅義同埋一個嘅救恩，我哋只可以係藉住接受天上嘅糧，耶穌基督，我哋先至得到嘅。
Today we will partake of the bread which does not perish.
今天我們一起的去享用的一個的餅，就是永遠都不會是永遠都不會是損壞的。
Remember that we partake the bread that is not here today and gone tomorrow.
因為我們今天所一起享用的一個的餅，不會說今天有明天就沒有了。
We partake of the step of life which nourishes us for all of eternity.
我們所一起享用的一個的天糧是會喂養我們直到永生。
So to satisfy your hunger for heaven, you must eat this bread of heaven.
所以我們如果要去滿足我們對上天的飢餓，我們一定要去接受這個天糧。
Jesus asked us to come and partake and also remember what you are taking.
耶穌也叫我們來一起去參與，但我們也要而且要叫我們去紀念我們所做的。
But have you ever thought about what Jesus wants us to remember?
但你有沒有想過耶穌叫我們紀念什麼呢？
Yes, he talked about his body and blood, but do you think he wants us to remember how much it hurts him?
是，他是有讲过他那个的身体，他的血。你估耶稣是不是说只是想我们纪念这个令到他有几伤痛呢？
No, not at all.
不是，完全不是。
Did he say, the nails went into my hands, and the spear went into my side, and the thorns went into my head?Remember how much it hurt me, and never forget that it was your fault.
咁係咪話耶穌話哦？嗰個釘咧係釘入我嘅手嗰度，而嗰個矛咧係刺到我嘅身旁，我個頭上嗰個荊棘，依一啲一切都係加諸喺我身上嘅。嗱，你記得啊？記得依啲嘢係幾咁嘅傷害我啊？你千祈唔好忘記，依個全部都係你嘅錯。
No.
唔係，耶穌唔係咁講。
Rather, he means to say, I want to remember every time you take this bread and the cup, when my blood was shed for you, it was shed once for all to cover all your sins so that you never need to live under condemnation.
相反呢，耶穌係咁嘅意思嘅，佢就話我要你哋紀念，紀念嘅就係每一次當你去領受一個嘅餅同埋酒嘅時候，你要記得。耶穌的寶血祂是為我們來去流的，而這個的流血是一次過的去掩蓋了我們的罪，而我們也都是以後不會再活在這個的審判當中。
Never forget that when you partake of this bread, like Israel getting miracle manna in the wilderness, there is nourishment in my life.
所以我們千萬不要忘記的就是，當我們去一起去領受這個的餅的時候，就好像以色列人他們領受這個瑪拿，這個在曠野裡面領受瑪拿那個的神跡。
I have forgiven you and I will enable you with strength for every day.
這個的天糧是會餵養我們的一生的，他是耶穌說我會饒恕你，也都是我會是令到你每天都有力量。
Don't forget, when you're sick and afflicted, you need not go on with the interminable suffering.
我們要記得的就是說，當我們有病，有受傷害的時候，我們不需要繼續的，不斷的在一個的受苦當中。
I am your healer.
耶穌說，我就是你那個的醫治者。
If you feel plagued by Satan, remember that through my cross, I abolished the power of all principalities and powers.And made an open spectacle of them.
而當我哋如果係被撒旦所困擾嘅時候，我哋都要記得耶穌話，佢話藉住依個嘅十架，我已經係毀滅咗一切嘅執政嘅掌權嘅權勢，要明顯給眾人睇到嘅。
So please do not make my Jesus a neurotic who dominates his church by imposing guilt on weekly and monthly basis to those who come to remember his death.
所以當我們今天來到去紀念耶穌的死的時候，我們千萬不要再加諸在一個的內疚在我們的身上，就好像將我們的耶穌變成一個好像精神病者一樣。
Rather, He is Almighty Savior who wants us to remember that He was washed us from our sins and will be our strength every day.
相反的，祂是我們要紀念的，就是耶穌是那個全能的救主，祂是用祂的寶血洗淨我們的罪，而成為我們每一天的力量。
He has broken the power of sin and temptation and satanic bondage. In no way can they dominate your life.
祂已經能夠戰勝了那個 罪嗰個嘅權力，同埋嗰個嘅試探，同埋特別係罪嗰個撒旦嗰個嘅捆綁，所以冇可能呢啲嘢係再係一次嘅去控制或者去支配咗我哋嘅生命嘅。
Jesus also announced anyone can come to him。
耶穌佢係宣告就係話，所有人都可以去到佢嘅面前。
It doesn't require an earned acceptance to come to his table。
我哋唔需要係有啲乜嘢做嚟接先至能夠得到佢嘅接納。
When he said come and dine, he opens it to all of us。
當耶穌話嚟一齊去享用嘅時候，佢係去歡迎我哋每一個人嘅。
Therefore, any institution that restricts the access to the Lord's table is not protecting the table or preserving its purity.
所以有一啲嘅任何一個嘅機構，如果佢係限制咗人去到主嘅聖桌前嗰啲咧，佢哋唔係喺度保護緊嗰個嘅聖桌，或者喺度維護緊呢個聖桌嘅一個嘅純真。
This is one of the reasons I choose to be a Methodist who celebrates so-called open communion that believes God's grace is open to anyone who wants to come。
呢個亦都係其中一個原因，點解我選擇係做循弟衛理公會嘅人？因為咧，我哋係慶祝嗰個就係一個開放式嘅聖餐，就係我哋相信咧，上帝嘅恩典係俾所有願意嚟嘅人嘅。
And so as we come to this table today, I want you to know that this is table of the full of grace。
所以今日我哋嚟到一個嘅聖桌前嘅時候，我想你知道，亦都係明白就係一個係滿有恩典嘅聖桌。
The one thing we can do is rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ。
有一樣嘢我哋可以做嘅就係我哋喺主耶穌基督入邊歡喜喜樂。
Also at the end of the communion, we ask, make them before us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ。
而喺我哋嗰個嘅聖餐嘅結尾嘅時候咧，好多時咧，我哋都會講到就係話，透過依一個嘅餅同埋酒咧，就係基督嘅聖體同寶血，讓我哋成為世上耶穌基督嘅肢體。
It means hereafter we should be willing to leave this world as the bread of heaven too。
就係講到話，我哋喺一個嘅世上活著嘅時候咧，我哋都好似天上嘅糧咁樣。
So let us go beyond just being a member of a church or knowing what's going on in the church。
所以願我哋咧係唔單止只係做一個教會嘅會友，或者只係知道教會入邊發生啲咩事。
Someone compare our Christian faith with flying。
有人咧曾經係將我哋基督徒嘅信仰嘅信心同埋航行作一個嘅比較。
Doing church things is like studying the science of the aviation and then hanging around in airport。
咁做教會嘅事務咧，就好似我哋喺度研究緊或者讀緊嗰啲嘅航空嗰個嘅科學，或者係喺嗰啲機場嗰度周圍行。
You can learn all about the physics of the flying and get to know which airline have a safest record and pick the best craft to fly in, reserve your flight and drive to the airport and even go to the gate, double check the cockpit crew's credentials.
我們可以呢知道學習很多關於這個飛行那個的那些學問啦，或者是知道哪一個的航空公司是有最安全的記錄啦，甚至我們可以找到最好的一架的飛機來去搭，甚至是留了一個位置，或者去到機場啦，亦都入到去那個閘那裡啦，甚至是入去那個的機艙飛機師的機艙那裡來去看看他們那些的經歷。
But it does no good unlessyou get on the plane。
但是這些一切呢都不會令到你是真的 去飛行的，如果你不走進去搭這架飛機。
Knowledge alone won't get you anywhere。
只是有個知識呢是不會幫我們去到任何一個地方或者達到一些什麼東西的。
You have to act on what you know。
所以我們是要真的要做我們所知道的東西，付諸行動。
You have to climb aboard the airplane and trusting it takes you wherever you want to go。
我们真的要搭上这个飞机，然后相信这个飞机真的会带到我们要去的目的地。
Similarly, it's not enough to know about Christianity or church.
同样的，我们只是知道关于基督教或者教会是不足够的。
You can study until you become an expert, go to church, even get involved in the ministry, and not have a relationship with Christ.
我们可以是研读很多，甚至成为一个专家，或者你去教会，甚至你有参与一些的事工， 但仍然你可能跟 上帝基督是没有关系的。
But eventually you should do taking a step of faith and get on board by receiving the forgiveness of Jesus purchased on the cross.
但我们呢，最后我们都是要踏上一个信心的一步，接受那个的耶稣基督那个的救恩，接受耶稣基督那个的赦免，来去行入一个的行列里面。
And finally, entrust your life and future to the Lord.
而最后呢，将我们的一生来去委托交托给上帝。
I believe that's what it means to become a real Christian and become a real partaker.
我相信呢，依个就系咩为之一个真正嘅基督徒，同埋喺参与呢个圣桌前嘅嗰个意思。
So the challenge to us is, can you do it?
而对我哋嘅挑战就系话，我哋做唔做到呢啲咧
？Can you do it too?
你可唔可以都做到咧
？Let us partake the bread of heaven and be the bread of life for the world and for the people for whom Jesus has forsaken Himself.
愿我哋都系一齐嚟去享用。天粮，而成为好似一个嘅生命之粮，为到我哋嘅周围嘅世界，亦都为到呢个耶稣，为到我哋去舍弃佢自己一生嘅呢个嘅世界。
阿门。
阿门。